The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'm Elliot Danker. You're in the Breakfast Huddle. Big news last night in the paper. Good news for people in the market looking to buy or sell an HDB flat, especially the older ones. New rules kick in from today that allow greater flexibility for home buyers to use their CPF when they're purchasing older homes. So what the government wants to do is to give Singaporeans increased stability to buy a home for life instead of its remaining lease. I mean, you consider as well, Singapore's got an aging population. So the key changes are that home buyers can draw more from their CPF to buy aging flats, provided the property's remaining lease covers the youngest buyer to the age of 95. They'll also be entitled to the maximum Housing Board loan of 90% of the property price or valuation if they're buying resale HDB flats. So I'll give you an example, right? If you're, let's say, 40 years old and you buy an old flat with only, say, 55 years lease left, you can now use CPF to pay for the property up to the valuation limit. Under previous regulations for flats between 30 to 60 years old, CPF use would have been prorated. On the line is a good friend of ours. So glad to talk to him this morning. Nicholas Mark, Executive Director, Head of Research and Consultancy at ZACD. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I know you've got a very busy morning, Nicholas. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much for inviting me.
So walk us through this policy move, because I personally bought a flat that's 40 years old, and I understand that the use of my CPF, even though I could have enough CPF to cover everything, it's limited. But now things have changed, right?
It has changed slightly. Basically, in the past, the regulations concerning the use of your CPF funds to finance your home purchase evolves around the lease of the flat. But the new thinking right now is that what is more important is actually that the remaining lease of the flat is able to cover you all the way until age 95. The reason is because of our aging population, longer lifespan that the average Singaporean is enjoying. Mm-hmm. So the government just wants to make sure that when you reach a ripe old age, you still have a roof above your head.
What if the remaining lease of the flat says only covers till I'm age 92 or 94? What happens then?
Well, a younger couple can still buy older flats, which may not be able to cover them until they're age 95. In such a situation, they will be able to use less of their CPF funds compared to the previous regulation.
Okay.
That means before today, to finance the purchase. Because I think the new rule is actually encouraging younger buyers to buy newer flats, basically.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Because there is, or for some time, there was a trend of couples wanting to buy older flats. They cited reasons like, you know, location. Like personally, for me, it was location. They may be 3-room flats, but, you know, it's up to 700 square feet. You know, it's a bigger size and whatnot. Okay, there's another change. Previously, no CPF funds can be used for the property purchase if the remaining lease of the residential property is less than 30 years. But under these new rules, CPF funds can be used for the property purchase if the minimum remaining lease of the residential property is at least 20 years. I'm trying to understand this. Could you help me out and share with me your opinion on this, Nicholas?
Well, sure. Basically, the new rules is not really tightening or getting stricter and so on. There is a bit of relaxation as well. And
okay.
What you just mentioned is one of the relaxation. Take, for example, under the previous rule, if the property has only left 30 years or less on the lease, you can't use your CPF funds.
Yeah.
But right now, this has been relaxed down to 20 years. That means even if the lease is left, let's say 29 years left on the lease, you can still use your CPF funds to finance it. But of course, you won't be able to use a lot of it because the lease of the property is still very short.
But okay, fair enough. At the end of the day, it's really about creating that flexibility to use the CPF, which is meant to buy housing. But then at the background, we have, you know, policies like VERS coming into play. Well, not yet anyway, no real details yet. Do you think this might affect these policies moving forward? Or perhaps this is the beginning of the foundations of these new policies that perhaps the government is planning, in your opinion?
Yes, I think it's kind of laying the foundation.
Okay.
Because this VERS, which is the Voluntary En Bloc Redevelopment Scheme, will only be announced in 20 years from now.
Mm.
So in the meantime, there could be a lot, in that 20-year span, there could be a lot of social changes in Singapore. So I think that what is happening now is, in a way, it's partly addressed the concerns of some of the owners of older flats that they find it very difficult to sell their flat. There are very few potential buyers coming to view and so on. With this change of the rules, some of the older buyers will now be able to have more flexibility if they're thinking of buying older flats. Take, for example, if someone who is, say, 55 years old, they could buy a flat to cover them until 95 years old. That means they can buy a flat that is 40 years left on the lease or longer. So they could look at an older flat. For younger buyers, yes, they could buy an older flat. It's just that they may not be able to use more of their CPF funds than previously, which means they have to come up with cash. The rules is also try to ensure that the younger buyers would have sufficient CPF funds in their account when it's time for them to retire.
I suppose in this case, if we're looking at younger buyers, the younger buyers category would be anything above 35 to 40. That's considered young for this policy to work out in that sense. That's me. But at the same time, for the older buyers looking to buy older flats, we are, of course, you know, the same rules still apply. Your retirement fund can't be touched for this. It has to be funds available to purchase for use for a flat, right?
Yes, there's still that basic retirement sum that need to be safeguarded. But I think that if, let's say, regardless of whether it's a younger buyer or older buyer, as long as if you're still employed and you have regular contribution by yourself and also your company into your CPF account, it should be able to cover your mortgage servicing for your HDB flat for quite a long while you're, especially while you're still employed.
Okay, fair enough. Nicholas Mark, Executive Director, Head of Research and Consultancy at ZACD. Nicholas, I've got two more questions for you. First one will be, obviously this is to encourage people with the flexibility of use of CPF. How do you think this is going to affect the property market?
Well, I think by and large, it's going to be fairly neutral on the large majority of the property market, simply because most of the properties right now, whether be it a new property or a resale property, the remaining lease is more than 70 years. Okay. If the remaining lease is more than 70 years, I think it's quite likely it will last that 5 years beyond 95 years old. So it's not going to affect much of it. But it can potentially give some relief to owners of older flats, because right now there's more flexibility for the buyers. It could potentially open up a larger pool of potential buyers to them. And I think it could also potentially inject a bit more liquidity into the market for these older flats. It may not increase the price of older flats much, but it can support the price at least. Because right now, the problem is some of these owners, they're stuck.
Yeah.
You know, they want to sell their older flats, but they find that the number of viewings are very few and some of the offers that come in is too low for them to accept. Perhaps the situation could improve for them.
So don't focus on the price, but focus on the sellability.
The price is a big major consideration
for, sure,
for both buyers and sellers.
Sure.
Here's the thing is that right now there's a bit more flexibility in the use of CPF funds and also in getting a CPF loan for the buyers.
Speaking of loans, do you see any possible effect on housing loans by banks?
I think that the banks will definitely be studying this new adjustment to the policy to see how they will adjust it for their leasehold properties, their loans for older leasehold properties and HDB flats.
Okay.
Chances is that they will follow the CPF and HDB. And they will also possibly be giving out more flexible. After all, the housing mortgage market can be quite competitive.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. Nicholas, you're an absolute pro. Nicholas Mark, Executive Director, Head of Research and Consultancy at ZACD. Wishing you a good weekend in advance, yeah?
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.